Can you, off the top of your head, tell us a little bit of Ribbons and Bows?
Well, that's a fairly long poem, but yes, it's about a, let me tell you a little about it if I won't go through the whole thing. It's about a family that's up on the upper plains, out away from everything else. The snow's starting to fall, and they know how to celebrate Christmas. They know what it's all about. And they're all huddled together, and sometimes there might be a ranch hand with them. Sometimes there might be somebody just traveling through. And they talk about this tradition of saving wrappings and bows for the next year, and how Dad will go and pick up the bows and gather them and keep them nice, and Mom will take the paper and gently fold it up and save it for the next time. And we used to do that. And then it talks about how each one of those bows had a history to it, what package it, how it came in, what package it was attached to, and that history of the family made the family stronger. And even though that new bows would be ushered in every once in a while to replace ones that were tattered and torn, but those old bows seemed to hold the history and seemed to be the special bows for the people. It's Christmas, with gifts exchanged and a family tradition that seems so proper. I can clearly recall Dad picking up bows and Mom gently folding wrapping paper. Thoughts often take me back to those festive days I'd known, sweet recollections of family gatherings with all us kids at home. Can you picture a little homestead far from town, white with fallen snow, at sun setting through a frosty window, the warmth of a fireplace go. Within, a family port of the world, along with a hired hand, observing Christmas together in the High Plains cattle land. Over the years, life's pulled me away, etching those memories deeper, when Dad's calloused hands picked up bows and Mom's gently folded wrapping paper. Before the gifts, Ebenezer's story was told, and always a song and a poem, sitting at the fire huddled together with the excitement his kids we had known. Songs sung of baby Jesus newly born on a silent night, and a poem about three wise men being guided by a bright star's light. Family, friends, and as likely a stranger at a meal with all the fixings. In the corner, a pine branch, alongside gifts concealed in traditional wrappings. Though gifts were in short supply, anticipation was abundant. What we had was what we had. We was too poor to know no different. Few gifts were bought. Most were made. All were shared with love. There was thankfulness for what we had, those blessings from above. And those were the days a gift wasn't appraised, at least not in dollars and cents. A simpler time you gave to give, and given was from the heart. A piece of hard candy, perhaps an apple, a peach or maybe a pear, from horse's hair, mane or tail, a watch bob woven with care, a pack of seeds for springtime or penny ball of twine, showing needle and shiny thimble, a handwritten note or a rhyme, a belt fashioned from an old harness for sister, a hand-sewn doll, a charcoal-drawn picture by a child to hang upon the wall. And a jar of honey would be found on the porch, not under the tree. We believed it from a thoughtful storekeeper who had a stand of bees. A new red kerchief, for sure some socks, maybe a pair of shoes. An apron made new from an old petticoat. Neat things that had always be used. It's memories best recalling those days of Christmas times at home. Snuggled close to Mom folding wrappings, while Dad collected the bows.